Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of HarryCast here at BHVC Primary.
Today it is our privilege to welcome to the studio the Right Honourable Nick Thomas Simmons, who is the Labour MP for Torvine.
Thank you for joining us here today.
It's a real pleasure to be here.
Firstly, where did you grow up and which school did you attend?
So I grew up here in Blenavon. I grew up on High Street in Blenavon, where my dad still lives. And before this wonderful school was here, Blenavon had more than one school. And I went to a school that was called St. Felix RC Primary. It's not there anymore, but it was just at the top of Alex Street here in Blenavon. And it was an amazing school, and I was very lucky to go to it. And then I went from there to St. Albans in Pontypool.
When did you first become interested in politics and what inspired you?
So I was inspired to become interested in politics by my grandmother. Her name was Olwyn, and my oldest daughter is named after her. So my oldest daughter is called Matilda Olwyn after her. And I used to go to stay with her on a Friday, and we always used to talk about politics. And she'd tried to be a politician, but it hadn't worked out in the 1970s. But what really inspired me was the fact when I was growing up in the late 1980s and early 1990s, a lot of things like the coal mines were closing, and I just felt that people here weren't having the opportunities that I thought they should. And my grandmother Olwyn said to me one day, she said, "Well, this is a very interesting discussion, but if you want to change things, you've got to go into politics." So that's what I did.
What did you have to do to become a politician?
So firstly, I did something else. And I used to be both a barrister, a lawyer, which meant I went and represented people in court, as well as being a university lecturer, a teacher, if you like. I did those two things first. But then I got involved in campaigning for things that I believed in, so for people to have a fair chance in life, so that we can tackle poverty, so we don't, for example, have to have a situation where people rely on food banks and things like that. So I started campaigning on those issues. And then the person who was the Member of Parliament for Torvine before me, Paul Murphy, decided he was going to retire in 2015. So there was an opportunity then for me to be the Member of Parliament for the place I'm from and the place I grew up, and I've been very, very lucky to be able to do that.
What different responsibilities have you had since becoming a politician?
So my first responsibility is always to speak up for people in Torvine and to help them with their issues as much as I can. So after this visit today, I'll have what's called my surgery. It's a bit like a doctor's surgery, but I'm not helping people with their health issues. I'm helping people with any particular problems that they've got. The other part of my job is to speak in Parliament. So I am a member of what's called the Shadow Cabinet. If the Labour Party were to become the government, I'd be part of the cabinet, part of the government. And on that, I've had lots of different jobs over the years in terms of, you know, I've done things like Home Affairs, which is about crime, trying to stop people committing crime on our streets. And I've also do what I do at the moment, which is more international stuff and international trade, which is the kind of things, this kind of stuff I do at the moment. So it's important both to be able to do the really crucial work here in Torvine, but also to be able to speak on important issues that affect us in Parliament as well.
What is it like working in Parliament, and what important decisions do you have to make in your role as an MP?
So every week you have to make decisions about things that you want to speak out on, things you want to campaign on. One of the things I'm proudest to have done over my 9 years as an MP is for people to have greater, better access to medicine when they're ill. So I changed the law through Parliament so that there are drugs available for people who've got cancer and other diseases where those drugs didn't used to be available because they were too expensive. So I changed the law to make them freely available for people. So that was a really important decision for me to go and campaign on it. But obviously every week I have to think, what am I going to say? What am I going to speak out on? But if I were able, instead of being in opposition, if I could actually be part of the government, then I could make even more important decisions every week.
Do you have to travel a lot for your job?
So I have to travel an awful lot because I live in Torvine. I live in Abersucker, not very far from here. So I have to travel every week up to London. I mostly go up on a Monday and I come back to Abersucker on a Thursday. And because I do international affairs, I also have to travel abroad a lot. So I was in America last summer. I've been to many, many other places as well.
What is your favourite part of the work you do?
My favourite part of the work will always be when somebody comes to my surgery on a Friday and asks me about an issue or a concern they've got, and I can actually deal with it. Now, I can't always. I can only ever do my best with it. But it's the ones where we're actually able to solve their problem for them. That's always the best part of the job.
What do you do in your spare time, and what hobbies and interests do you have?
So I love sport. I love rugby. I'll be watching Wales in the Six Nations from this weekend. I love football, and I play football when I can, and I'm a big Liverpool fan. And I also love reading, and I love history as well.
Who is the most famous person that you have met?
In the last few months, probably the Pope. So I met the Pope in November in Vatican City, which was amazing.
What is your opinion on the state of the country?
I think the country is in a very bad place. I think that we've got far too much poverty. We've got far too many people having to rely on food banks, far too many people struggling every month to make ends meet, and I think it needs to change.
What are your views on refugees?
So I've been very proud to welcome refugees here in Torvine. Over the last few years, we've had refugees from Syria, we've had refugees from Afghanistan, and I've been delighted over the past 12 months to welcome refugees from Ukraine as well. I'm very proud of Torvine people who've been incredibly welcoming, looking after those people who fled war and persecution.
What do you think about the climate change?
I think we've got to try and tackle climate change. I think it's a huge threat to our whole world. And when I'm out visiting different countries around the world, I know that's something that other countries, people around the world, are really concerned about. And I think that we're going to have the transition from things like diesel to electric cars, which is going to happen in the years to come, and I think it's really important.
What do you think about the 20-mile-per-hour speed limit that was recently introduced in Wales?
So, obviously, if a child or a person is hit at 20 miles an hour, they've got a much better chance of surviving and being less injured than being hit at 30 miles an hour, so I think that's really important. But I also think it's important that councils around Wales have a power, we call it a discretion, as to where exactly it should be, and it's just really important that councils work with people to get that right.
Do you think the current Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, is doing a good job at running the country?
So I don't think he's doing a very good job. I'm obviously a Labour politician, he's a Conservative politician. But I just think that we have a situation where public services, our health service or education service, have just not had not been run as well as they should have been over the past 14 years from the UK government at Westminster. I think that we have too much poverty and inequality in the country.
Have you enjoyed your visit to BHVC Primary School today?
I've absolutely loved my visit. I've loved seeing your amazing assembly. I've also loved the tour that I've had. And it's been absolutely brilliant to be in this digital studio. So, Lloyd, Maddie, thank you very, very much. That was excellent.
Thank you. We really appreciate you taking time to come and speak to us today. It's been really interesting to learn about the work you do as a Member of Parliament for Torvine.
Well, that's all for now. We'll be back with another episode of Harrycast soon. Thank you all for listening.